I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Justin Schrock of Century Insurance in Kelowna about home insurance coverage for fireworks damage.
From your perspective, I wonder, prior to fireworks being legal to use and to sell in Iowa, how did fireworks-related accidents and damage to house, to property, how was that really being dealt with insurance?
There's no exclusions for like fireworks. So if there is a situation on premise that has that causes bodily injury or you're held liable for some damages, you know, it's all covered. As a good example, something that would be excluded would be like more of a concern would be like what kind of breed of dogs you have like on your property. You know, some people don't even think of that, but most companies have an excluded dog list. So they'll say, if you have this certain kind of breed, we might not be able to insure your home because those are at risk for either bites or, you know, attacking people or something like that. So by and large, that type of stuff would be more of a risk than what even fireworks would be.
That's interesting. I've never really thought about dogs in that sense as far as insurance goes. What you're saying is if fireworks cause damage to a home, will your insurance provider or for your insurance company, will that cover that homeowner's expense?
For sure. It's not illegal to have fireworks, so you can use those. Let's say fireworks causes damage to a house. Fire is covered under homeowner's policy, so all that stuff would be covered. From what I was gathering with my conversation with the reps who write out the policies is, yes, there is coverage for it. There's no exclusion for it at this point. And just like you said, I mean, the legislation passed just recently. So they were saying if it becomes a concern, like if they have a whole bunch of homeowners claims, like let's say this year, you know, July 4th comes around or even other holidays, I think probably
New
Year's Eve and stuff like that. If they would happen to have lots of claims directly related to that, then they might start putting in some provisions like, okay, we might have to hold back and exclude some of this stuff. Goes back to the same thing as far as like guns and stuff. There really isn't a whole lot of claims relating to guns, and so there really isn't any reason to exclude those things. Now we're of course going back to the dogs. There have been claims on dog bites and that type of stuff. So that's why there is an excluded list for that type of stuff.
Yeah. So I guess it depends on with the new legislation if this will bring a spike, a rise in these accidents, really.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for coverage, would you say this is true for most insurance providers in Iowa that they would cover, they wouldn't exempt damages caused by fireworks?
Yeah, across the board, a lot of companies are going to not have a problem with it. But here again, I mean, there's so many details and quirks to different, I mean, there's so many insurance companies and providers out there that, of course, it would be best to, you know, consult with your particular agent or company or provider that you work with to make sure, but by and large across the board, your typical homeowner's policy is going to cover that.
I suppose now would probably be a good time just to check in with your agent and see if there have been any policy changes or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. And most companies are pretty good about if there is a large change that they initiate. Most times they're pretty good about sending out letters of information and making sure their policyholders understand, okay, this has changed and we're excluding this because of new legislation or whatever might occur. So.
And I wonder, am I the first person who's really approached you or anyone at Century about fireworks? Has anyone, clients or whoever, have ever voiced any concerns as far as this goes?
Within our agency, we have had one person reach out to us with this particular question. I'm not sure if it was actually related to a homeowner's policy or if it was actual conducting in the sales of fireworks, which would be a whole other topic and situation. But no, I mean, this is the first time that we've actually had a full question on how it applies to, like, on the personal side, like homeowner's insurance and your personal liability and how that responds.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Justin Schrock of Century Insurance. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.